German. She patted my hand and said, No, that's not why you drink. Then I told them I drank because I was legally blind. They said, No, that's not why you drink. And they started to explain to me that alcoholism is a disease. They shared their stories with me and told me how alcohol had taken over their lives. I started going to meetings, and my story sounded so dull next to some of the stories I heard. The most interesting thing I could think to tell was about the time my friends, who were also drunk, let me drive the car. I almost got us all killed. But what fun! Legally blind, drunk, and behind the wheel of a car? God was really taking care of me and the other people on the road that night. I just didn't know it at the time. The truth is, most of my drinking was done at home, alone. I would call people and talk, and the following mornings were awful, trying to piece together what I had said. I would say things to my husband like, Wasn't that an interesting call last night? Hoping he would volunteer information. My hands were beginning to shake without the alcohol. Yet when I got to AA, I wasn't sure I belonged because my drunkalogue was not exciting. Then one night at an AA meeting, a friend said that even though he had been in jail and done lots and lots of stuff, he was no different from me. He felt the same things I felt. It was then that I knew I was not unique, that the people did understand the pain inside me. I met a lady who had a handicapped child, and we learned so much from each other. One important thing that I learned was that handicapped is not